the date, February 18th, 2008. The event, your weekly dose of all things relating to Create Magazine, the creative community, the vessel, the CreateCast, brought to you by Create Magazine, your host, that would be moi, Dana Chandra, Director of Client Services. I want to welcome you guys to the CreateCast for this week of February 18th. I have a few things that I want to discuss this week to keep all of you updated on the happenings at Create Magazine, as well as the network, as well as all the different creative industries that we cover. So as always, thanks for tuning in every Monday. But first and foremost, I want to make sure that we thank our episode sponsor, who is MacBall, and they are the number one Apple direct reseller, offering everything a successful creative professional needs, from Apple hardware, software, peripherals, printers, electronics, memory, storage, iPods, and gaming. So please be sure to visit our episode sponsor at www.macmall.com, and there you'll have an opportunity to pick up all of the Mac-related products that a successful creative professional needs. Now, a few of the things that I want to talk about this week. First, I want to talk about our article of the day, which we've had some questions about, so I want to make sure that I give you a little bit more detail about that. I also want to introduce a new addition or a new segment to the podcast, which will be our blog spotlight. We're going to probably pepper that throughout different Create updates and CreateCast. We won't necessarily do it every single episode, but whenever we find an interesting blog that was written by one of our Create Network members, we want to make sure that we share it and spotlight it for the podcast listeners, as well as for the other network members that might find it interesting. And then I also want to talk about Chaos, which is our major industry conference that we're going to be doing at the end of this year in October. I know that I've kind of hinted and teased at it in previous CreateCasts, but I want to go ahead and start providing a little bit more detail about that. So starting off, our article of the day is your opportunity to get your daily dose of inspiration. Every day, a brand new free article is going to be available for network members and visitors to read and get inspired. So all articles have appeared in the most recent issues of Create Magazine. So if you haven't picked up a copy yet, you can get a sneak peek at some of the fantastic content for free. It is not archived, so you want to make sure that you check back every single day. Go to createmagazine.com. If you go around to the bottom right-hand corner of the main page, you'll be able to see our article of the day. This is a great opportunity if you have had a chance to read the most recent article, if you've missed previous issues, if you are a brand new subscriber, if you're new to Create Magazine. This is a chance for you to get new content, to be able to read our article of the day, gain inspiration, as well as have the ability to be inspired, to get educated, to help connect you with the rest of the creative community, and of course help us to fulfill our mission statement of connecting the creative community. So make sure to check out the article of the day. The next thing that I want to talk about is our blog spotlight. And there's a couple different blogs I want to talk about really quickly. The first one was from Matthew Dowis. And you could visit Matthew's Create Network profile by going to createmagazine.com/Matthew D. And what Matthew did was just give us a quick little list of getting started in directed creativity. So the first tip that Matthew provided was make it a habit to purposefully pause and notice things. Second, you want to focus your creative energies on just a few topic areas that you genuinely care about and work on these purposefully for several weeks or months. Third is you want to avoid being too narrow in the way that you define your problem or topic area. Purposefully, try broader definitions and see what insights you gain. Number four is try to come up with original and useful ideas by making novel associations among what you already know. Number five, when you need creative ideas, remember attention, escape, and movement. Number six, pause and carefully examine ideas that make you laugh the first time that you hear them. You want to recognize that your streams of thought and patterns of judgment are not inherently right or wrong. They are just what you think now based primarily on patterns from your past. And finally, make a deliberate effort to harvest, develop, and implement at least a few of the ideas that you generate. And so if you want to see Matthew's blog post, it's listed on his page at createmagazine.com/Matthew D. The second one that I want to cover is by Calvin Lee, and it's on online copyright infringement. You can visit Calvin's profile by going to createmagazine.com/mayhemstudios. And Calvin writes, if you're on the internet and you post your articles, designs for blogs or websites, sooner or later the work will be ripped off and or even posted on the thieves' website and claiming it as their own. So what Calvin did was give us four things that you can do to have the work removed. First is you want to send a friendly email to the site owner requesting the stolen material be removed. Give them a few days to respond. If there is no response, go to the next step. Second step is send a cease and desist letter to the site owner with a deadline for removal of the copyrighted material, and will be contacting their host if they don't remove the material. If there is still no response, go to the next step. The third step is send a DMCA violation removal request to Google, requesting a removal of the links from the index. And then finally, also send a DMCA violation removal request to their host. Under DMCA, they're required to shut down the site if you've followed the above steps and they have not responded. So if you want to be able to see this blog by Calvin, actually Calvin was kind enough to include hyperlinks to an example of a cease and desist letter, a DMCA violation removal request. So if you visit his profile at www.createmagazine.com/mayhemstudios, you'll be able to see Calvin's very helpful blog on online copyright infringement. And the last thing that I want to cover really quickly was from Philip Burnett Photography. I'm not going to go and read through it verbatim, but Philip had actually posted a very interesting blog, which was almost a series within a photo shoot. So it kind of goes through the process of a photo shoot, and I thought that some of our photographers out there, those interested in photography, might find that interesting. So you can visit Philip in his blog by going to createmagazine.com/photophil. With one L at the end of Phil, to check out those series. So those are a couple blogs that we wanted to spotlight that we thought were interesting, and you have an opportunity to check those out. The last thing that I want to talk about, of course, is our Chaos event. Now, Create Chaos 2008 is a 5-day creative industry destination event produced to inform, to inspire, to educate, to connect creative professionals across industries through an all-inclusive event. So featuring several unique industry conferences under one roof at one time, Create Chaos takes place from October 13th through the 17th of 2008. It will take place at the Orlando World Center Resort Marriott in Orlando, Florida. Chaos serves as a spark to ignite a new renaissance by bringing together creative professionals across industry boundaries in graphic design, advertising, film, video production, animation, photography, printing, web, publishing professionals. It is produced by Create Magazine and our partners, and the Create Chaos experience features the following conferences and events: the Creative Suite Conference, the Vector Conference, the Pixel Conference, the Web Design Conference, the Printing Paper and Packaging, or P3 Design Conference, Converge Post-Production Conference, a Creative Heads Job Fair, Motion Graphics Fest, or MG Fest, Stash Theater in the Creative Awards Gallery. And it's an original Chaos Expo floor. We're showcasing the latest in technologies and techniques. It's an entirely different type of conference. You don't have to wear your suits and ties and carry around your briefcase. It's a phenomenal event. Just leave the suits and ties at home. Be prepared to be inspired. Another thing that I want to mention, too, as well, is we've been talking about the economy. I know that a lot of times throughout the creative industry that there are so many different conferences that are going. I know even for Create Magazine alone, we're flying to one conference in California, we're going to another conference in Canada, we're going to another conference in South Florida, we're going to another conference in Boston, etc. And as far as being able to attend one event that has all of these different industries under one tent is what we're very excited about. To find over 10 different conferences and events at one time in one place for one price. If you went to all of these different shows separately, it would be almost impossible to afford, with flights, with hotels, registration fees at all of them, per diems, etc. So where Create Chaos, we have brought all of them under one roof, all the education, all the inspiration, all the network, all of it in beautiful Orlando, Florida. Give you an opportunity to jump on one plane, one hotel, one per diem, your expense reports, one expense report to attend one event where we're going to have 10 different conferences under one roof, and to give you an opportunity to network, find out what's going on within all the different creative industries. So again, to reiterate, at Chaos, we'll have a number of conferences that'll be all under one roof. And this includes the Creative Suite Conference, the Vector Conference, the Pixel Conference, the Web Design Conference, the Printing, Paper, and Packaging, or P3 Design Conference, Converge Post-Production Conference, a Creative Heads Job Fair, Motion Graphics Fest, or MG Fest, Stash Theater, and of course we'll have our Create Awards Gallery for the 2008 Create Awards, which are about to kick off very soon. Also, another reminder is that if you sign up on our site before the registration goes live, you actually have an opportunity to save $200 off of the full conference pass. So if you go through Create Magazine or if you go to createchaos.com and you sign up before our registration goes live, you'll have an opportunity to save $200 off of the full conference pass, which means that you'll get access to all of the shows for all 5 days for only $795. So there's much more to come. So for now, please visit Create Chaos to stay updated on new conferences that are going to be added to this event, additional events that will be included, and news regarding the conference and how you can be involved. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and close out the Create Cast for this week. Make sure that you come and visit us at GOA. We'll be there for the show, which is February 28th through March 2nd. We will be at booth 1231, so make sure to come and visit us. Also, we have an opportunity for you to gain free expo passes at GOA, so if you write us at contribute@createmagazine.com, and in the subject head, if you put CreateCast, GOA, you'll have an opportunity to win some free expo passes to GOA, which again is going to be February 28th through March 2nd. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for future show topics for the CreateCast, you can also send that to contribute@createmagazine.com. So in the meantime, I am Dana Chandra, Director of Client Services. Thank you very much for listening to the CreateCast for the week of February 18th. Make sure to visit our episode sponsor, which is MacMall, and you can visit them at MacMall.com. Gives you an opportunity to pick up everything that you'll need, every creative professional needs, from Apple hardware, software, peripherals, printers, electronics, memory storage, iPods, and gaming. Again, that's MacMall.com. So thanks for tuning in this week. We'll see you guys all next week.